everyone. I am Ayla Ellison, Managing Editor with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by our guest, Howard Bright, for RevSpring as we discuss price transparency. Howard brings over 28 years of experience in healthcare and information technology, covering healthcare revenue cycle, as well as technology, product development, and operations. Howard currently is Vice President of Patient Engagement at RevSpring. He is developing and launching new products in the pre-service patient access space that leverage RevSpring's established capabilities in patient statements and online payments. Howard also oversees RevSpring's healthcare appointment reminder product and business unit, and RevSpring's analytics and data science business unit. Howard, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Sure. So I want to jump in with our questions now, Howard. And the first topic I'd love to discuss is HHS's price transparency ruling. So would you be able to provide us an overview of some of the general requirements of that ruling?
Yeah, sure. The ruling goes into effect on January 1 of 2021. And basically, it's requiring hospitals to publish their standard charges for all of their items and services. The key difference here in this ruling coming out that they have to comply with on January 1 is that they now have to publish their negotiated charges that they have with all of their third-party payers. So previously, hospitals had to publish their charge master files, which was all of their gross charges for all of their items and services. But with this ruling, HHS has taken it to another level, and they're requiring hospitals to publish the actual rates that they've negotiated with each particular plan for every payer that they are in network with. So this is a big step forward in helping consumers, patients, to understand what their actual price will be for a service. So hospitals have to publish two files. So they have to publish all of this standard charge information in two files. One is this machine readable, what they call a machine readable file. So this would be every item and service in a file that can be read by a computer. So really talking like a CSV file or XML file. And then another one that is consumer friendly. So this second file has to have 300 of the hospital's shoppable services, items and services, and be published in a way that would be friendly to consumers, meaning that a consumer should be able to download this file, open it up like a PDF file, open it up and be able to find a particular procedure and then look for their particular insurance and find the rate that that hospital has negotiated with the insurance company. So that's sort of an overview of what this ruling is. That hospitals can also, so they have the option if they want to, instead of producing an actual file for the patients to download like a PDF file, they can provide an internet-based pricing tool. So if they want to do an interactive tool in lieu of the file, they can do that instead.
Great. And you mentioned that posting these negotiated prices with payers, that it would potentially give patients access to the actual price that they might be paying. Can you talk a little bit more about how patients will benefit from this ruling, whether it's hospital's goal is posting the file or using an internet pricing tool. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So one of the problems that patients have now is if they want to compare prices or they want to get a feel for how much a particular procedure is going to cost them, it's really difficult for them to do that. Really difficult for them to do it on their own. Sometimes they can call the hospital, get that information. So what this will do is it's going to empower patients to be able to self-serve and get this pricing. And the big thing here is they're going to be able to get the price specific to their insurance. So if, for instance, they're on Aetna or Cigna, they can find out exactly what the charge will be for that specific insurance, because as mentioned, hospitals are going to have to publish these negotiated charges as opposed to just publishing their gross charges. So what's going to happen here is there's going to be a lot more transparency for patients. So they're going to have a lot more information in their hands so that they can figure out exactly how much things are going to cost. Either to compare so they can look for the best price value combination, or just to plan from a budgeting standpoint. So to get a good feel for exactly how much this is going to cost, so they know, what they'll be on the hook for.
And it sounds like this is a great thing from the patient's perspective in terms of providing them with this information. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the internet-based price estimator tool. So can you talk a little bit about that? And is that a better choice for meeting the consumer-friendly file requirement?
Yeah, so it's definitely a better choice with respect to patient satisfaction and patient ease of use. So as mentioned, the ruling only requires that a hospital just produce one file, a giant file, as long as it's consumer friendly and then the patient can actually read it. But the only requirement is that they produce a giant file like a train schedule or something, and then the patient can just roll through that and look for what they're looking for. But an estimator tool is going to be better because if you think about this file, like if a hospital has 15 payers, let's say, that they normally do business with, and then say each one of these payers has 10 plans in it. So that's 150 plans times 300 shoppable services. So you're talking, 40 something thousand shoppable services in this giant file that a patient's going to have to search through and on like a giant PDF. Could you imagine like this 300-400 page document looking for it? So really a file is going to be a little bit unwieldy as compared to like say an internet pricing tool. So if you put a tool out there on the internet, what you're really providing them is a shopping tool that's real similar to anything that they've done, for any other type of shopping that they do today. So they can just go to the internet, type in a URL, choose the services they want, and then get that price right there in front of them without having to go through a giant document. And one of the other pieces with an interactive tool is you can actually go out and do a real-time inquiry of the patient's benefit information. So if the patient's willing to supply their policy number and what plan they're in and some basic information, you can actually go out and figure out what their deductible, where they are with their deductible, what their out-of-pocket max is, what their coinsurance rates are, and actually apply that specifically to the service. So rather than just giving them what the negotiated rate is for the service, you can actually apply their specific benefits and then show them what their real out-the-door price is. So with an interactive tool, you're going to get a lot more accurate estimate with an interactive tool. So that's another benefit. And then for providers, having a tool allows the providers a lot of insight on who's shopping for what. So with an interactive tool, every time a patient comes, you can at least keep track of what type of services they're shopping for. So you can get a feel for, you're getting a lot of people shopping for labs or for knee surgery. And so you can get some insight into what your patient population is and what people are shopping for, and then use that information, sort of help guide, how you want to do patient outreach. And then the last thing that's really good with the interactive price estimation tool is once a patient has estimated something, so they've gone through the trouble to come to your site, pick something that they, some elective surgery or something that's coming up, and price it, put in their insurance information and get a dollar amount. It's really an opportunity just to capture that patient. So if you can provide links into interactive scheduling tools or give them an opportunity to drop their name and phone number and say, can I have a scheduler call? Will you have a scheduler call me? These are all opportunities to capture a patient who's actually interested in having a service done, at your organization, as opposed to them just downloading a file and looking at it and then not knowing what it is they're searching for. So a lot of benefits to a price estimator tool. And, one of the keys is you don't have to do one or the other. So you can provide the file for patients that just want to download it and look at it, but then you can also give them an estimator tool that they can go to. It's also a great target for any outreach. So if you're already outreaching to patients through marketing methods saying, hey, we have a great cardiology program, or we have a great ambulatory surgery center that does these certain procedures, you can put in that marketing links back to this estimation tool so that you can just have a link that says, hey, click here to estimate an upcoming procedure that you're thinking about. So rather than just letting the marketing in there and say, be sure to visit us, actually put a link to say, find out what your actual costs are. So you can really just reach out to patients with this tool and have basically a lot more patient satisfaction.
Yeah, so it sounds like you walked us through a lot of the benefits that patients will see from this, but hospitals as well. So just more insight into what patients are actually looking for, helps with outreach, capturing patients and actually know, what procedures they're looking into or searching for. Any other benefits to hospitals that we haven't talked about today that price transparency can create?
Yeah, so I think the big overall key here is to try to flip this price transparency ruling around. So I think in general, some people look at it as, well, this is another regulatory item that I have to comply with. And so it's a bit of a burden. But in actuality, you know, if you do it right, it can actually be leveraged into a great patient satisfaction and patient engagement opportunity. So, you know, instead of just trying to meet the minimum requirements and produce these two files and make them available, you know, the alternate is to say, hey, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to build a really great estimation tool. I'm going to reach out to patients and bring them in. I'm going to make this process of estimating what the cost will be something that's not difficult for patients to do. I'm going to try to take away some of the confusion, you know, because healthcare pricing can get confusing when you start talking about coinsurance and copays and deductibles and negotiated rates, and just really use it as an opportunity to interact with the patient and make something that maybe they're struggling with and it's a bit of an issue for them, and to make it easier for them so it's actually a pleasant experience. And then with this, you start having happy patients, and you know they'll want to come back and continue to use your organization. So I really think that this price transparency really can really be a benefit, not just for the patients, you know, because that's what the government was intending, to try to make this transparent for patients, but it's also something that hospitals can leverage to their benefit.
And that makes so much sense what you're saying about patient satisfaction, because I can imagine if patients were looking for prices online or what they were going to be charged, and you know they had to download that really huge file you were talking about earlier, that may not be the easiest thing to do or to sift through. And also just if it isn't accurate based on their actual health plan information, then I could see how that wouldn't lead to higher patient satisfaction. So actually, that was it sort of leads into what my last question today was about. And so it was just, will patients be able to get accurate price estimates? And I think you touched on that earlier when you were talking about the tool and actually being able to enter, patients being able to enter the actual health plan information. But anything to add to that about the accuracy of these price estimates and how patients will use them?
Yeah, so, you know, the ability to do an accurate estimate prior to service has always been a challenge for hospitals. So a lot of health systems are doing estimates already. They're just not doing it where patients can do it on their own, which is what this ruling requires. But a lot of hospitals are doing estimates where their registration staff is doing an estimate so that they can present it to patients and even do some sort of pre-service collection. So they've kind of struggled with accuracy traditionally. And so it can be a challenge here in this in light of this ruling. The key thing here is that there's a lot of different variations in how services are priced and reimbursed, depending on what the service is. So you'll get a lot of accuracy. So some of them will be very accurate, like imaging and labs and office visits are pretty easy to estimate because the charges are pretty straightforward. The services are pretty simple. So in those cases, you really can depend on having a highly accurate estimate. And so you can present that to the consumer and say, hey, this estimate's pretty accurate and it's what you can expect to pay coming in. Where it gets more complicated is surgeries, things that involve inpatient stays where the services are actually bundled and there's multiple procedures involved, maybe coming from multiple physicians, where there's variations in care that are gonna happen once the care starts. So where the physicians and the caregivers don't really know what level the procedures are going to be done at as they come in. That's where estimates get hard to get a lot of accuracy on. And so in those cases, I think it is helpful when you're building this interactive estimator tool is in some cases, you can really focus on some verbiage around, hey, this is just an estimate of what your service is going to be. There may be some variations based off of X, Y, and Z. And then in other ones, if it's like a lab or an office visit where you're pretty confident on the accuracy of the estimate, you could put different verbiage that just says, you know, your estimated cost is going to be $80. It's going to be a copay. And you can just really focus on the fact that this is your what your cost is going to be. So I think the idea there is with accuracy is to kind of lean into it and understand that estimates sometimes are hard to give prior to service for some services, and just be aware of that and make sure that the messaging to the consumer is right. So I think, you know, the main goal of the regulation is to give the consumer more transparency. And so in this case, the patient coming in, that transparency may be, hey, this is a pretty close estimate, but it's not 100% accurate. And so you're going to have some variation. And so that's really the transparency that's coming along with this estimate. So I think the key is to make sure that you're really focusing on the accuracy piece in addition to just giving them that dollar amount.
Yeah, I think that that's such an important point about for some services, it's going to be really, you know, the estimate will be accurate and it's a little bit easier to give an estimate for. But for other services, when it's not, at least being able to have that communication with the patient, still transparency, but also just saying there might be, or this price could vary based on several factors. So I think that that goes to patient satisfaction as well, just that increased communication there as well. That's all the questions that I have for you today, Howard. Before we close things out, are there any last pieces of advice or any last comments you'd like to make about the HHS ruling or how it will affect hospitals or patients?
No, other than just overall, I think more transparency is good. And so I think it's good that patients will have this information in their hands and be empowered to make these decisions, which so overall, I think it's going to be positive on the entire healthcare industry.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Howard, for your time and sharing your insight and experience with us today. I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, RevSpring, and you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.